Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Sheni, the 13th day of the month of Av. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, we are grateful and really appreciate the support. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Daron Lazarus, the incoming Mora d'Asra of the Midwest Torah Center in South Bend, Indiana, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Lazarus slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, chapters 20, 27, and 130, which will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Lazarus to learn more about the community, which he and his family will soon be moving to. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker of the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Lazarus.
Naftali, thank you very much for having me, and thank you very much, everyone, for joining the call. It's really a great merit to be part of it, to have Jews from around the world, especially today with everything going on and such challenges amongst the Jewish people and in the entire world, to get together and unleash our ultimate power, the power of our prayer. So I'm very, very grateful for having me, and just wanted to share a few words before we say the Tehillim. Okay, so we actually say a pasuk, a verse from last week's Torah portion that we actually say every time that we bring out the Torah in synagogue. The pasuk says, "Va'atem ha'devekim ba'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom." That is, that you will cling to Hashem, your God. You are all alive today. This is a verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 4:4, and we say it so often, sometimes we fail to lose track of what that actually means. What is this mitzvah of Devekis that we are all trying to achieve? Because the way that many commentaries put it, the entire purpose of the Torah, all of the mitzvahs and all of our Talmud Torah and our prayer really all goes towards this idea of Devekis, of clinging, of cleaving to Hashem. So the way that Nachmanides explains this mitzvah is actually very interesting. The way that he says it is that wherever a person goes throughout their life, whatever situation they're in, when they're in synagogue, when they're not in synagogue, they're involved with their family, they're involved in business, they're involved in challenging situations in life that we seem to be almost very far from Hashem, very distant, that the person, a Jew, can almost live this double-edged sword of a life. Then on one hand, we're engaged with the world, we're out there, we're giving everyone and the situation the attention it needs. And at the same time, we're constantly with Hashem. We have Hashem in the back and the front of our mind, that wherever we go, wherever we find ourselves, we always recognize that we're standing in front of Hashem, and Hashem is with us, holding our hand through any situation in life. And indeed, that's what the pasuk says when we bring out the Torah of Atem Advekim Hashem Lekechem, when we were standing at the foot of Mount Sinai, you were connected with Hashem right then. You were alive. Our ultimate chiyus, our almost ultimate life force, comes from that constant connection, understanding that we would not be at the foot of Mount Sinai forever. We would be going into the land of Israel, where we'd have to be fighting battles and, you know, engaging in agriculture and in medical crisis and all the things that encompasses normal national Jewish life. And Hashem says, never forget me, that as close as we were right now at Ulan Torah, you're also going to be that close. I'm with you every stage of the way, no matter what challenge or what situation comes your way. So I think, indeed, if we really concentrate on that, if we focus on Dveikus, especially now in the month of Av, especially now with all of the challenges that are going around the world, we hope that Hashem hears our prayers and we rise to the occasion and we're able to achieve this ultimate level of sanctity, this ultimate level of Kedusha. So with that, we will begin to say the Tehillim. We were going to start with chapter 20, with Perek Chaf, and I will say it slowly as we can all say it together. Lamenatzeach mizmor leDavid yancha Adonai b'yom sara yisagevcha Hashem Elohe Yaakov yishlach ezrecha mikodesh Umitzion Yisadecha. Yizkor kol minchasecha. Volasecha yedash nesela. Yitain lechach lerecha. Uchol atzisecha yimale. Nuranana vishua secha. Uveshein Eloheinu nigdol. Yimale adoinoi kol mishlasecha. Ata yadati ki yashia adoinoi mishichai. Yanehu mishmei kachai. Bikruas yesha yamino. Eile varechev eile vesusim. Teanachnu b'shem adoinoi Eloheinu naskir. Hema karu v'nafalu. Va'anachnu kamnu v'nizhadad. Adoinoi hoshia. Hamelech yanehu v'yom karenu. We are going to go now to Perek Chav Zayin, chapter 27 in the Tehillim. Le David Adonai Uri V'yishi Mimira. Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Echad. V'ikroiv Alai Mereim Le'echol Et Besari. Sarai V'oivai Li Hema Chashlu V'nafalu. Im tachane alai machane, lo yira libi. Im takum alai milchama, bezois ani voiteach. Achas sha'alti me'eis adoinoi oisa avakesh. Shifti beveis adoinoi kol yemei chayai, lachazois benoyam adoinoi, ulevaker beheichaloi. Ki yitzvineni besuka biyomra'a, yathireni beseser ahaloi betzur yurumeni, ve'ata yarum roishi al oivai zivovai, ve'ez v'chava aloi zivu esrua, ashira v'azamra al adoinoi, shema adoinoi korbi ekra, ve'chaneni ve'aneni, v'cha amar libi, Bakshu fanai es panecha adoinai avakesh. Al taster panecha mimeni. Al tas be'avavdecha. Ezrasi hiisav al ticheni v'al tazeni. Elohei ishi. Ki avi v'ivi v'advuni v'adoinai zafeni. Horeini adoinai darkecha unecheni b'orech mishor l'man shorai. Al tidneni pne nefesh tarai. Ki kamu vi eide sheker. Lifer hamas lule hermandi. Lirois betuv adoinoi veretz chayim. Kave el adoinoi chazak viamet libeka. Ve kave el adoinoi. We are now going to go to Perek Kuf Lamed, the chapter 130. Just skipping over here. Shir hamalois, mimamakim keresicha adoinoi. Adoinoi, shima vekoili, tiena esnecha kashuvos lokotachununoi. Im avoinos, tishmorgo, adoinoi miyamoid. Kimcha hasalicha, leman divarei. Kivisi, adoinoi, kivisanavshi. Believe Rovo Hochalti. Nashi la doinoi mi shamrim la baiker, shamrim la baiker. Yahel Yisrael el adoinoi, ki im adoinoi chesed baharbe imoi fudus. Buhu yifdes Yisrael, mikol avoinoi saav. We are now going to say a Misha Berech for Choylem. I will pause and you can insert the name of the Choyla. Misha Berech Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirapes HaCholim You'll now say Achenu on behalf of any Jews that are captured in need of a Yeshua. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim b'tzara v'shivya, ha'oindein ben v'yamu ben v'yabasha, ha'makom yurachem aleihem, v'yotziyem mitzara lircha acha, me'afel l'oro mishivu l'gula, hashta b'agalav izman kariv, v'noimar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Lazarus. As we transition into the next part of our call, how are you and your family doing?
Baruch Hashem, doing great. We are moving on this Sunday, so Kanei Nahara, with all the kids home all summer and with the move and the quarantine, have a lot on our hands, but Baruch Hashem, we're very, very excited for what lies ahead.
Amazing, amazing. So where are you at the moment?
We live in Chicago, Illinois.
You're in Chicago, okay. So you're going from Chicago to the South Bend, Indiana. Is that a drive? Is it a flight? What's the plan?
Only an hour and a half drive, fortunately. So it's not too far, and I'm sure we'll hopefully make it in good time and come back and visit.
Amazing. So let's get started, because you're not there yet, but obviously I don't know when the process started, when you started the Prava and the interview and getting to know the wonderful South Bend, Indiana community. But for our callers, for our listeners who might not be as familiar with South Bend, would it be possible, whatever you do know up until this point, to give us a bit of a brief overview of the shul and the community?
Sure. Baruch Hashem, I've only been to South Bend one afternoon in my life, but for the amount I've heard about it and the people that we know where and the warm welcome that we've had already, we're really looking forward to coming. It's a, small town in the Midwest. There's about 120 Shomer Shabbos families in the overall Orthodox Jewish community in South Bend, but it really is a very strong community for its size. It's really known for its importance of Torah and Talmud Torah. They have fantastic schools out there, amazing chesed that goes on for the community. I know, just logistically, a lot of people are looking into South Bend for, the cost of living, the cheaper housing. Tuition is free, if not highly discounted, for a lot of the people in the community there. So that being said, plus just having a very warm community where people really know each other and look out for each other and really looking to grow together, those were kind of the things that were attracting us. And when we had this opportunity to be part of the Midwest Torah Center, the shul out there, we really were excited to take part.
Wow. So what, it's interesting. I'm just going to go back to something you mentioned. You made me think of something. There's a lot of talk right now of families, individuals within the Jewish community who are, perhaps prior to the coronavirus, were very content, were happy with where they were living, but for whatever reason now are thinking beyond. Nefesh B'Nefesh has shared that the applications are through the roof of those who are either making Aliyah or have begun the process of filling out an application and thinking about making Aliyah. In other areas, those who live in the New York tri-state area, many have explored looking to move to other communities. And that was one of the thought processes in these calls now for over 100 days, was to give our listeners who call in each day give them that opportunity to learn about all the incredible Jewish communities that are really throughout North America. And, South Bend is absolutely one of them. Our family has a connection to South Bend. I grew up in Muncie, right there, a wine shul, and Rabbi Gettinger, Rabbi Wine's son-in-law, was there for many, many years. It's a wonderful community, and I have no doubt that as you begin, this next chapter in your family's life, then South Bend, Indiana will be an absolute destination for people to consider as they look for a wonderful community to move to. So you're not in the community yet, but we've heard some great stories, during this pandemic of some have called them miracle stories or chesed opportunities that have come about. Anything to share on that topic?
Yeah, sure. Certainly a story that hit very close to home. One of my best friends, someone who I spent time with in yeshiva and lives here in Chicago, our families were very close. Unfortunately, he contracted coronavirus a few months ago. He did all the precautions and didn't know where he picked it up. And, within a couple of days, he was in the hospital and his situation deteriorated very rapidly. You had to transfer him out of that hospital into one of the top ICUs in the city. And, his wife was sending updates and things were just getting worse and worse. His oxygen levels were going down and down. He needed greater life support just to maintain his basic vitals and things looked very bleak. And, certainly we were saying to him and everyone around his community, everyone that knew him was really davening for him. And we saw an amazing Yeshua. It certainly was not something that happened overnight. Baruch Hashem, he was able to come back, and to regain consciousness. And now he's come out of those days. I spoke to him yesterday for the first time. It was such a bracha in my ears, even hearing his voice. And obviously he still has a road to recovery, sort of therapies of getting his full strength back. But, certainly the individual nisim that we see that people are able to have refuahs even amidst these very challenging situations, to me, it gives me chizuk and, certainly something I look forward to seeing him and to seeing his family grow together as they continue the next chapter in their life.
Amazing. Wow. Rabbi Lazarus, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a brief picture of your family and of the community that you're going to soon be joining. And we really wish you all of the best in this new endeavor. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community, the new community, for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered, l'tova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Moshe Ruby of Knesset Israel Congregation in Birmingham, Alabama. This concludes today's call with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.